No, it is after that.
Okay.
20 minutes.
Tyler Myers, update on him?
Yeah, fine. Just a little stiffness from practice yesterday, so he'll be in tomorrow.
Long talk with Brendan Lemieux. He's pretty excited about tomorrow.
Well, good for him.
Same speech to him as everybody?
Everybody gets the canned speech, yeah. pretty exciting for anybody. Anybody grew up in a hockey life and certainly values this opportunity. He's practiced well here. I saw his last Moose game. He played really well. So we were looking for some energy on those in those third and fourth lines. And if he plays his game, he should be able to bring that.
Is that the biggest part for him, that he can kind of ride that line in your first Central Division game here tomorrow night?
Well, he's got a physical presence to his game, and the big change for Brendan is speed. You know, he worked hard this summer. He changed his body composition. He did a lot of really, really good work, so he's faster. Last year he had the ankle injury right out of camp, and I think it affected him for a greater part of his year. But this game is all about speed now, and you can't get in on the forecheck, and you can't be a physical player anymore, really, if you can't skate. So he's got a little bit of that, and hopefully he's able to channel that kind of energy tomorrow and show that speed, and it should be good. I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
He talked about it being a little bit harder and longer to get to NHL than he would have thought. You know, maybe right. Can that benefit a player though?
I think that is. I mean, with the exception of the kids that get drafted in the first three or four picks and they slide right into the NHL, that's probably a theme for everybody, right? This took a lot longer, and the next thing they're going to realize it's a lot harder to get more minutes and to move up the ladder. I think it's a good thing. I really believe that's where we're going with the Winnipeg Jets and the Manitoba Moose, that you're going to see good players playing in the American Hockey League and learning their craft there and developing there. And we'll always feel like they've spent too much time in the minors. And there's a lot of good players that spent, I think Marty St. Louis spent about 150 games in the minors. So it can benefit all kinds of players.
Is that one of the more enjoyable parts of the job? Telling that player that gives
guys it's easier than the other way, right?
Yes.
So somebody's got to come out and sure, for that first one, there's so much excitement and it's a fun part of the job.
What was the conversation like when you sent him down? Obviously, he had a much better training camp this year, and he was kind of knocking on the door.
That's the message. He had a much better training camp this year. I mean, he wasn't in camp, and neither was I last year. So. But he had a good camp, and for me, then he's right there. He needed to go down and get better and improve and use his time there. So he's ready, and I think he did. I think he practiced hard there, according to Pascal. They liked that, and certainly in the game the time that I saw him on the ice in his games here, he was driving hard. So had he not been, he wouldn't have gotten the lineup, right? That's how it works. So he opened the door, liked the way he practiced for a couple of days. He looked like he had a good jump, and I wanted to make that change.
You've seen some of the maturity, too, in his game. You know, we talked so much about how he has to straddle the line but not go over it. Do you see some growth in that side?
Yeah, you know what? We'll see, because that it's too short a season so far. He's only played a couple of games that I've seen. That has to happen, right? They're so hard on sticks now in terms of penalties, and to play that kind of grind, that role has changed in terms of what a guy does. You still finish your checks and still be hard, but again, you have to be able to skate. You have to be able to get up and down the ice.
You're missing some guys. Minnesota's missing a lot of guys. How do you approach this one tomorrow?
Oh, I don't think that changes anything. We've got the things that we want to get better at, and based on what I've read, so do they. So they're both looking for kind of a game where they get back to feeling where they should be. And I don't know, early in the year, you don't want to go a long run of games without your guys in your lineup. Clearly, you miss your top players always when they're out of the lineup. But there's lots of energy here. And there are times, and you'll see it a bunch of times, where a young guy will get a chance now and he won't come out of the lineup. And that makes for some good, intense hockey.
Dmitry Filikov's back with the main group, obviously non-contact, but is his timetable?
Yeah, but much better than like from the first night. So he was out there, and I really liked the way he moved. Unless he has any kind of setback or he comes in more tender than we thought he would today, I thought he was really good on the ice, much better than I was expecting. So if he feels strong, he'll probably get out of that sweater pretty soon.
Same as Hendricks. Like,
yeah, both those guys. They weren't, you know, we kept them out of a few drills just to be sure, but they both got around fine. So I'd like to see him in a regular color here next week.
Adam's still, Sorry, is Adam still trending for the road trip?
Yeah, it's just a slow process on this one, but we're yes, I'm quite hopeful that he plays in Pittsburgh.
As far as Connor goes,
the first name?
Connor.
Kyle or
Connor, your goaltender. Okay. We've known for a couple of days that he was going tomorrow night. It just seems like in conversations within the last 48 hours, it's a very confident guy. Have you seen anything different in his game and his confidence level?
It starts the confidence. You know, for me, he came to camp quite a bit physically stronger in the net, and that manifests itself in a guy that looks the same way every time he takes a shot. He gets across the crease the same way. He's got more power. Can stay upright longer and then eventually be quicker. So he does look different in the net. There's no question about that. He calm would be the word that I see. He's not covering a lot of ice in there. He's set early. He's strong. He can stay in that position longer. And then he should be more confident because he's played three really, you know, he had a good camp too. He was good in exhibition. But in the real games, he's played very well.
Tanner will get an opportunity on that first power play.
You would have seen that last game had we had that opportunity to show you. We're hoping to be a little quicker here tomorrow and get a chance to put him out there, yeah.
Planning to keep Pullman in?
I'm sorry. We'll make that decision tomorrow.
Yeah.
Correct.
How's he handled the...
Worked real hard. Worked real hard and prepared himself well. And if had he not, then we wouldn't have considered him for that. But he's Tucker being on the offside against a real fast team was more of a challenge for him. That's part of the learning curve. But Ben's worked hard to put himself in a position to get a game.
Paul, who's the best shot blocker you've ever coached or been a teammate of in the time?
You know what? I've coached a lot of guys, right?
Yeah.
And now I got to start.
Sorry.
On the back end, I would think maybe Dennis Seidenberg.
Okay.
Was fearless. Up front, it's I don't know who the best one is, but Scotty Walker was the kind of guy that would put his face in front of shots. And I've seen Matt Hendricks do it an awful lot. He's a little more careful with it, wearing the yellow jersey, but you'll see him get in front of it any way he can.
Ehlers, this whole one, just last one, but just about Ehlers and hooking up again with Brian and Patrick Laine. He's excited about the movie. He himself calls Brian Little one of the most underrated players in the league, and he just likes the dynamic of those three.
Brian's a real big safety net for those young guys because he reads off them really well, and he's also the right. He's just got this great personality. Whoever plays with him enjoys playing with him. He's a great, great pro. You know, when we put those lines together, that Nicky's going to kind of come in and out of that role, and whether it was Matty Pearl, and we'll give Kyle a chance to play there now. It's not a very big adjustment to move him on lines anymore. He's had time, so much time with both of those centermen that we think sometimes it's to get other people going as well. But I didn't want to change that line based on him being, you know, scoring the way he was scoring, but it was pretty clear earlier in that game there was a better fit.
We forget, though, he's still young. And after the hat trick, he was, of course, beaming, and then he was pretty downtrodden after the other night. And he himself said it would have been the hardest on himself. Is he a guy that you have to be a little careful with as far as making sure the highs aren't too high and the lows aren't too low?
I've never felt that the highs get too high with Nicky. Like, he's usually got a smile on his face. He's pretty even keel with that. He does take he's very aware, which is stage one, be aware of your performance. So when he had a night like he had against Columbus, he was clearly aware of it. We go through his shifts an awful lot with him. But it's more about, you know, continue to define what it is that you're good at and stay within a reasonable range of that. Nicky's got some room to make plays here. So that cut back into the middle that they poke check isn't far off the two game-winning goals that he scored for us. So he has to make that play. But there's just some times, and sometimes it's the overall feel of the game where he just needs to drive that thing down. And he can score off the rush. He doesn't have to pull it to the middle every time, the shot selection. So I would say we are careful in terms of not so much how hard a line we define his game. We want him to learn, and I think he's a really conscientious guy. So he's not just out there, you know, toe-dragging everybody, and he doesn't care what happens if he doesn't make the play. Very conscientious, so we're careful with how we handle him in that.
Paul, what do you need to see from Marco Down?
Marco's good at a couple things. The first is he's a really strong guy when he gets there. He can knock the puck down, and he creates that offensive zone time, and he just hasn't gotten there enough to have that happen. So we're working on, you know, in practice days on his quickness, on his first three strides, that burst. So before practice and after practice he does that, and we're going to try to get him faster and quicker. the game is faster again this year than it was last year, than it was the year before, right? So it changes for all of these players how you evaluate them. He's got to get to where he needs to get to faster, and so we've got to help him get a little quicker.